Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to Talking Angels Radio Show. I'm your host, Rita Strau. It has been a long time, my friends. Just to give you a quick update, my co-host, Michael Gross, is doing his thing. He's been traveling the world. He's back in the area, and you can find him at www.beyourownwingman.com. He does law of attraction coaching as well as motivational speaking and positivity coaching. So if you're interested, check him out, Michael Gross, an amazing guy, beyourownwingman.com. Also, I wanted to let you know that I have been busy with a new center that was opened in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. It's called Just Breathe. It's a spiritual community center where we hold classes, and it's a wonderful space. It actually feels really good in there. So I hold my monthly classes. There's one called Awakening with the Angels that we do every third Thursday of the month. And it's an opportunity for people to get together and really just disconnect from the outside world, come into a safe and sacred space, connect with your angels and guides and other people, and receive wisdom downloads and attunements. It's just a beautiful space and a beautiful time to get together. What else is going on in my world? Gosh, I'm still running a cleaning business. I have four wonderful employees, and they're awesome. And they're taking care of business while I'm taking care of business. But I wanted to reach out today because I had taken down most of our archives on Talking Angels Radio Show. It costs quite a bit to maintain it on a monthly basis, and I've downgraded to a free subscription, which basically provides a half an hour of airtime once a day in non-peak time, so that's before 6 p.m., I believe. But I didn't realize that. I thought we were only limited to 15 minutes, and I was just out here updating a bunch of things on my website, and I thought, you know what, let me check out Blog Talk Radio and see what it looks like now that it's been downgraded, and lo and behold, I found we have half an hour a day. So what better way to make use of that time than to reach out to the community and offer counseling, which is something that I do. I do spiritual counseling sessions. I do healing sessions with people. I'm a channel. So what that means is I open up to the realm of spirit and bring in information from sources that sometimes are hard to identify. Generally speaking, I refer to it as spirit or the guides. But a lot of times I have channeled specific angels. I've channeled beings of a high vibration, like seventh dimensional beings or beings who have evolved beyond our level of consciousness. I've channeled Kuan Yin. I've channeled Kali. I've channeled different beings and deities, and I don't know why this works for me, but it does. Somehow I've gotten to this point where I realized that as I worked with the angels in the very beginning, they opened up a whole world to me. So we raise our vibration, we bring it up to a space of clarity, purpose, and love, and we open ourselves up to receive. And when you learn the language of spirit, you learn how to interpret what you're receiving. So what I want to say to you, if you're listening right now and you're on hold waiting for a reading, is that we're going to create sacred space. It's helpful if you can, in your own way, relax, take a couple of nice deep breaths, to just sort of settle your energy down, bring your awareness to your breathing, allow yourself to fill yourself up with breath, relax, send some energy down into the earth to ground yourself, bring it back up to your heart, feel it flowing through your body, bring your next breath up through your higher chakras, up past your nose and your eyes to your crown, open up that crown chakra at the top of your head and let that energy flow up to the heavens. And create a column of energy that connects the heavens and the earth, be that bridge in between. Join me in that as we do this brief invocation. Dear God, please surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit. Let only good positive energy come to us. This session, this 30 minutes, is dedicated to all those who are listening who need and want and desire some clarity, some peace, and a connection with their guides and angels. Archangel Michael, we call upon you now please surround us with your beautiful blue cloak of protection. Let only good positive energy come to us. Please aid and assist us here today in connecting on behalf of those who are calling in today for guidance. Please remove all fear and doubt. Thank you, Michael. Archangel Gabriel, we call upon you now. Gabriel, please surround us with your diamond white light for purification, communication, and connection. Archangel Gabriel, please allow me to be a pure, clear channel of divine light, love, and energy for all those who are calling in for guidance today. Please allow me to receive information clearly and interpret it accurately, and let any and all information exchanged be for the highest good of all involved. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, we call upon you now. Raphael, please surround us with your emerald green healing love light energy. Please go through our bodies at all levels of our being and all dimensions of time and space to cleanse, clear, purify, rebalance, and harmonize us back to a state of wholeness. Please allow us also to receive information today that is for our highest good. And Archangel Uriel, I call upon you now. Uriel, please surround us with your golden light for wisdom, information, knowledge, understanding, and compassion. And we call upon all the angels, archangels, ascended masters, beings of a high vibration, our higher selves, our body's higher selves, our spiritual support teams, our ancestors, our animal spirit guides, and our elemental friends to gather now around in a safe and sacred space for all those who are listening, for all those who may hear this on rebroadcast. Allow them also to receive blessings and healing from this. As now we come to a place of love and peace and gratitude, love, we thank you. Okay, so let's go to the phone. Let's see, this is area code 561. Hi, area code 561, you've been on hold for a while. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stacy and I'm calling from Florida. And thank you so much for taking my call. I want to see what you see coming up for love.
Oh, okay. And you said your name is Stacy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you spell that with an E-Y at the end or just a Y?
Yeah, E-Y.
Okay. Okay, Stacy from Florida, you're looking to see about love and relationships in your life?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab this deck. I'm using the Doreen Virtue Archangel Oracle card deck right now. And I prep the deck by knocking on it, blowing on it, get the energy out of it. And I ask that the Stacy energy from Florida, this lovely being I'm on the phone with right now, come through and guide this conversation. Okay, Stacy's angels and guides, she has a question about her love life, romance, anything you can tell her about what's going on in her life right now. What I'm going to do is take a couple of deep breaths and just see if I get any initial impressions. Sometimes it's a little weird on the radio trying to do this, but I've done this before, so it comes through. We'll see. Hold on. Okay, take a second. Stacy's angels and guides, what do you want to tell her about romance, love? Are you already in a relationship, or are you looking to meet somebody?
No, I'm not in one, but I would like to meet somebody.
Okay, because they're showing me, the first thing I see coming in is a tall, heavy-set man, actually. He's a big guy. I see a big guy coming in. I don't know who it is. It just kind of showed, like, basically what happens is I close my eyes and I wait. I wait until something shows up.
The
first thing I'm seeing is, like, as the clouds part, here comes stepping forward this pretty tall guy. He's got shorts on and a tank top. He has dark hair, a mustache. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, Stacy's angels and guides, what can you tell me about this particular person? Let me put the cards down for a second and see if they can give me guidance on him. Okay, what can you guys tell me about him? Stacy's angels and guides, what do you want to tell her? Who is this guy? I'm getting the name Dominic coming in. Dominic. They're giving me this person as someone who is coming into your field right now. I don't know if he's somebody that you already know. Do you already know somebody named Dominic? Does that name mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, all right, hold on. Okay, Stacy's angels and guides, who's Dominic? Why is he coming forward? Okay, all right, hold on. I think your guides want to talk to you. You've seen this one before. He's come up in your past. What we're showing you now is a representation of what you have seen in the past. you seem to want to bring into your experience the same type of person. This is someone who doesn't offer you as much as you need right now. This is someone who takes from you more than gives to you. This is someone who has no expression on his face, meaning he's not paying attention. He is not engaged. We're asking you now to change your vibrational frequency that you might attract that which you are desiring. This is a representation of what you do not want. At this point, we're asking you to be aware of what you do not want so that you might not attract that into your life. I know this may sound confusing, but bear with us for a moment. There is an opportunity here for you to switch what has happened in the past and to create something new, a new pattern for you. We are asking you to throw out the old ideals that you have held onto in the past. You are not here to fix anyone. You are not here to please anyone. You are not here to make life right for another. They come to you now asking for your help in this way, and you say yes. You have said yes in the past and have been disappointed. What we are saying now is for you to take control of this operation, the one that Spirit speaks to you now, and say to yourself, I no longer desire that. I desire something better. Okay, all right. So here's what they're giving me, Stacey. It's almost like it's almost as if what they're showing me is a repetitive pattern of attracting the same type of person. This would be somebody who comes through as not really giving you what you need, and almost a laziness in their energy level, a laziness in their ability to no effort, no excitement, nothing, right?
That's why I took so much time off of not dating, so because I want somebody that's going to put effort. If they're not doing that at the beginning, I don't bother. That's what That's why I took so much time off.
Oh, good. All right. Okay. Because this is kind of like almost a validation. If you have felt like in the past you've attracted the same type of person that puts absolutely no effort forth, and I'm covered in goosebumps. So they just want you to know you're doing the right thing. If you've taken off from dating because you just seem to be in that pattern. But what they're also asking you to do is notice it right away. If you do go back out there and you immediately detect that this person is not giving you what you need, you got to cut it off immediately and say, I'm sorry, this isn't working out. Now, I'm just going to shuffle the cards and pull something for you real quick and see what comes out. Moon cycles, interesting. All right, Archangel Hanael came out. Notice the moon, how it affects your energy and manifestations, and capitalize upon these cycles. Ooh, okay, all right. I don't know when the next new moon is, but we just had a full moon not too long ago, I think like on the 16th or something. What's today, the 25th? Yeah, we might be actually coming into the new moon cycle now, but Google it. Google when is the next new moon. The new moon is when there's no moon in the sky. But the new moon time is the time of manifestation or attraction. It's supposed to be the time when you actually write a letter to the universe and say, this is what I'm desiring. This is what I'm wanting. You lay down and plant the seeds of your desire, what it is that you're wanting. So let me just check in with Archangel Hanael real quick and see if she wants to say anything about what you're to do now. Hanael, you have a message for Stacy, please? Yeah, use this time. This is the fertile and abundant time. She's saying it's coming up in the next day or two. Hold on. You've been given an opportunity to create, to expand your vision of what is possible for yourself. Now we ask you to time it along with the moon cycle, so the moon carries great energy. The pull of the planets she's talking about, our bodies, how they respond. You know, they're showing me now how ocean tides come and shift and change because of the energy from the moon. So if you've never thought about this before, this is an opportunity for you to actually switch into creator mode, hitch your wagon to the moon cycles, which actually do help people create things. Because what will happen is if you take this time during the new moon and actually like, spend, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes in silence and meditation, and then use a little notebook and just jot down what it is that you're desiring. I'm imagining myself now in a relationship with someone who is funny, engaging, works hard with a good work ethic, somebody who brings something to the table that is interesting for me. Everything that you're wanting in a relationship, this is the time right now, Stacey, for you to actually make that known to the universe. And again, you may have been saying, I'm going to wait for the right person to come to me. But the moon usually brings the woman out into the world, out the woman's desire out. This is the female energy, right? So, and it is a time, the new moon time is a time of planting seeds. So they're asking you to take the bull by the horns and say, okay, I'm not going to wait anymore for him to show up. I am going to literally manifest this relationship for myself now. And you just take the time to actually picture in your mind what that might look like, who you'd like it to be, like what kind of a person are you looking for, write down all the attributes, and then take that paper and just kind of put it away in a safe place for yourself for the next month until the full moon comes. And when the full moon comes, this is when the time is right and it should be beginning to manifest, or you might see signs that it's bringing this desire to fruition. So that would be what the advice is that Hanael is giving you. Have you ever thought about working with moon cycles before?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what they're giving you. So go Google new moon, find out when it is, and do exactly what they just said to you. Write down what you're looking for, because this is the time for you to create what you want. And they are acknowledging that you are intelligent enough and aware enough to block out the ones that you don't want. You've seen it before. You've recognized it. So stay aware of that repetitive pattern and nip it in the bud when it happens. Put the energy out into creation and watch what comes through for you. Stacy, thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you ever need any help with anything, just get in touch with me. You can find me at IamADivineBeing.com.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's on the,
so much.
I think it's on the episode information. You're welcome. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So what time? Oh, my God. 12:16 already. All right. Let's go to area code 415. Area code 415. Hi, you're on with Rita.
Hi, this is Anne from California.
Anne, how you doing?
Good, thank you. I like your Princess first time I've with an E. Anne with an E at the end.
Okay, with an E at the end. Okay. All right, and how can I help you?
I would like any message from your guides about my spiritual growth or transformation and how that can lead me into the next career, like to use my gifts in my next line of work.
Oh, okay. That sounds really good. All right, Anne. What part of California are you calling from?
The Bay Area.
The Bay Area. Okay, great. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to see, first of all, wait a minute. Let me ask them. Do you guys want to use cards or go right to the channel? All right, so Rita, put the cards down. Okay. See, this is what I wish I had an hour, because I could do this first. I could do this. All right, hold on. All right, Anne, let me see. Okay, Anne's angels and guides. Any information you can give her about using her gifts, talents, and abilities? Moving forward, career choices and decisions, anything like that. Okay, I have to say what's coming in. They keep saying someone wants to connect with you in a partnership kind of a thing. It almost feels like there's another person that's there to support you or that wants to support you in this, to come in as a partner, to do something together, or to feel as though you're supported in a way that's like a partnership that brings you forward. Okay, hold on. Okay, Anne's angels and guides, do you have any specific message for her at this time? Okay, so the spiritual language is funny sometimes. So what they're showing me is you on a little kid's tricycle trying to push yourself up a hill, like up a hill. And it's hard. It's hard work. So I'm going to ask them, like, what is that? And why are they showing me first on a little kid's bike? And why are you, like, sitting on this thing and pushing with your foot to try to get yourself up this hill? Hold on. Spirit, what does that mean, please? And angels and guides, what does that mean? you're on the wrong vehicle. You need to get something a little bit more robust, something that powers itself. What we're trying to say here is that work for the spirit, work for the divine within, work for this type of fulfillment in life comes from not only using what you already have, but using what is behind and above you. Seeing you need to begin the process of wondering where you go with this work. Where does it belong? What do you need? We show you working very hard and not getting very far, seeming to use the wrong vehicle. What do you mean by that? All right, hold on. What do you guys mean by the wrong vehicle? Hold on. What do you mean by the wrong vehicle? What does she need? Okay, so the next picture they're giving me is of you. It's a representation of someone laying on, like, say, a massage table, and then another person standing above them doing energy healing. And it's a nice scene. It's a serene scene, but I'm asking, why are you showing me that? Like, is that the right one, the wrong one? What is it? Hold on. And angels and guides, what are you showing me? It almost feels like that's where you belong, because what I look for when I do this, it's in these visions, right, is they're showing me there's a client on a table, there's a practitioner, they're representing that you are the practitioner. When I first saw it, there was no emotion on the face. So, and when I checked back again and said, what does this mean? They show me a whole lot of light above you and a big smile and a feeling of fulfillment coming over you as you stand above another person, channeling energy, electric love energy down into a person's body. So they're asking now, what do you want to do with your healing abilities? Are you a healer or have you been a counselor? Can you see where this diverges from something you have already been doing? Is it something similar to what you're doing, or is it different from what you are doing? So I'm asking you, what are you doing right now? Are you a practicing healer? Are you a counselor? What do you do?
In the past, I've been a youth counselor for at-risk youth. But in the last while, I've been events. I'm working in event planning.
Event planning. Okay, because they're giving me this opportunity for you to become a healer or for you to do something with healing energy, electric energy coming down and healing people. So if you're doing event planning now and it doesn't feel like a good fit for you, right, you may be interested in the healing arts, in either like Reiki, integrated energy therapy treatments, anything to do with putting a body on a table and helping them release whatever they're releasing let me let them talk. Hold on. What are you trying to say to Anne? Formal training is not even required. We are saying that all she needs to do at this time is to recognize that she's vibrating at a pace of peace and a vibration of healing, that this is a channeled energy that wishes to come through you and express itself through you. Now, you could do this by getting someone quiet and in a room where they can talk, but what the vision that they keep giving me is there's silence in the room and you're literally channeling energy into people. I believe that you're going to be opening up or awakening psychic gifts too and allowing yourself to actually pinpoint what it is that's going on in the person and then talk to them about it. So you may be actually getting ready to shift gears into something of a more holistic nature, or more alternative therapies. But there's a desire in your heart to serve in that way. And so that desire is planting the seed and wanting to grow into a practice of some sort where you're working for yourself. You have your own office space. You have a treatment room. You may be a counselor who brings people in and speaks to them at a table, talking about their issues and problems, helping them resolve them by channeling information, much like I'm doing here. But they're looking to you now to say, is this what you want? Because your heart's asking for it, and it's wanting you to kind of open up a channel for that information energy, that transition to flow down and actually make the change in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you have to give up, like, quote-unquote, your day job, but you can start the process by actually investigating some of this on the side and practicing a little bit here and there with people, friends, community centers in your area that offer this type of service, or a community that you can join that has support for that kind of work. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so this is a time for you to transition.
I guess my last question for them is, what do I need to do to open up this channel to start the flow of energy.
Okay, I'm going to take a moment to pull a card because I don't have a whole lot of time left. But let me see. Hold on 1 second. Courage. The Archangel Ariel card came out, and the word is courage. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. Now, when Ariel comes out, she's the one who walks with the lion. She's all about courage. She's all about female empowerment, taking a step outside of your comfort zone. So that might mean signing up for something that maybe you're not 100% sure about, or even just investigating something that requires you to step outside of your comfort zone, bringing you to a new place, to new people. If you're mostly introverted, shy, or in some ways not wanting to break out of a cycle, now, I don't feel that for you, though. I feel like you're ready. You're almost like ready to throw off the old and welcome in the new. So I would actually take some of the message from the previous caller with Hanael talking about moon cycles. It is a good time to manifest things right now, to lay the groundwork for something that you want to create in the future. So I would call on Ariel and Hanael to assist you with this. But her message to you is to just have courage. And, you know, how do you have courage? You have to have faith. So as you have faith that this is what you want, it's coming from a place that's being guided to give you this urge. So give it a little something to chew on, you know what I mean? If you continue to just, like, ignore the impulse, then it almost withers and just sort of goes back inside. It tries to reemerge again at another time in your life. But if it's here and it's now and you're feeling the urge, you're feeling the push to change, then just sign up for something. Take a chance on something. Take a chance on an online class or a little class in your area there and try something new, because I think once you do that, it's going to trigger more things in you. And it's almost like, and it's like breadcrumbs. They just put breadcrumbs in front of you and you just have to follow them step by step. So the first step for you is to just have courage and faith in yourself, that you know what you want, that you can trust what you want. Don't worry about the money. The money will always follow. If it's where your heart is, the money will be there to support you. You know what I mean?
Great.
Thank
you very much. The
you're welcome.
Did
you have another
website
thing to say?
The Blog Talk website has been messed up. For usually you put it on and they don't show the shows that is happening right now. It's so maybe, you know, people can't even see when your show is live. But so what is your contact info? Because I don't trust even going back onto the website.
Yeah. My website is IamADivineBeing.com. So it's IamADivineBeing.com, Divine Being. You can even Google Rita Strau, and it'll point you there.
How do you spell your
last
name?
I'd love to hear from you again. It's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R O U G H.
Great. All right. Thank you. Glad
I
found the show.
Thank you, Ann. All right. Take care. I'm glad you did too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And I have 2 minutes left for area code 478. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Janasian.
Oh, how do you spell that?
JA NASIAN.
All right, and we have like 60 seconds left. What's your question? Real quick, I'll pull a card for you.
Right now, me and my boyfriend, we are thinking of taking a break, and I was just calling to find out would that be the best option for us right now.
Okay, your question again?
Me and my boyfriend, we are currently about to take a break, and I was just trying to find out if that's the best option for us right now.
If that's the best option for you right now. Okay, hang on a sec.
Yes.
Janasian. Let me see. Okay. So the cards that came out were outdoors, healthy lifestyle, and patience. I'm not sure if that's a quick enough answer for you. All right, hold on. Janasian's angels and guides, is that the best option for her right now?
Yes.
you know what? They show a seesaw, like a teeter-totter, going up, going down, going up, going down. So it's important for you to kind of feel your way through this. Trust your gut. What does your gut tell you? Does it tell you it's the right time or not? I wish I had more time. That's going to cut us off in like 8 seconds. But just know that as you go through decision-making, you got to trust what you feel in your heart and in your gut. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. But this feels like an up-down situation. Like if you're up, he's down. If he's up, you're down. So somehow what's good for you might not be good for him, and what's good for him might not be good for you. Maybe taking a break is the best thing to do right now so that you can kind of sort that out. And then when you come back, you can have together make decisions about what's best for both of you. But you both have to make those decisions independently. So, yes, they're giving me a big yes. It is the right thing for you to do right now. Take a break. See what you're really looking for, because when he's happy, you're not. And when you're happy, he's not. It just goes up and down all the time. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so take that break and see what happens, but really learn how to trust your gut and make sure that you do what feels right from here, not what logically makes sense. Don't ever really follow your mind. Always follow your gut. Your gut's going to point you in the right direction. Even if it doesn't make logical sense, if your gut's telling you, no, I'm not going to do it, then don't do it. If it says, yeah, we should take a break, take a break. But they want you to say, they're saying, yeah, that's the right decision right at this time.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I hope to do these again. I haven't been doing the radio a whole lot, but I'll jump back on and maybe if you can catch me, we can get into a little more detail, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Talking Angels. And it's Rita Strau here. Check me out at IamADivineBeing.com. Much love, peace, and gratitude to you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.